Rito, 3 goals on a weekend's great, but 2 wins a lot more important for this team at this point, isn't it?
Yeah, you know what, for sure. It was a disappointing Saturday game, and you know, we didn't come out flying at all cylinders, and you know, it costs us a game, and you know, hopefully in the long run it doesn't hurt us, but you know, we got to take a lesson out of this, and we got to come prepared for every game. It doesn't matter who we play.
A casual fan may say, man, they beat Omaha, who was ranked number 4 in the country. They beat 2 ranked teams at the Mariucci tournament, lose to a team that had 2 wins. Goes to show the parity in college hockey, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah, for sure. And it just shows, you know, like every team, you got to show up every night, and every game's going to be close. There's not one night where there's not many teams take nights off. And unfortunately, we suffered a night off, and, you know, we're paying for it right now. And hopefully, coming up against Nebraska-Omaha this weekend, and we can come out and play 2 games, 2 60-minute games, and, you know, get back to Beaver hockey.
Safe to assume that they're going to be a little upset at what you guys did to them here. Scoring first and keeping a lead for a long time on Friday night is going to quiet that down quite a bit, won't it?
Oh, yeah, for sure. You know, we played in their arena last year, and they have a great atmosphere there, and they can build off their the energy from the crowd. So we got to come out flying. We got to score the first one and kind of settle things down and just play back to Beaver hockey and play good hockey again. And, you know, yeah, they came here thinking that they were going to get 2 off of us easily. And, you know, they might have taken the weekend off. We're not sure, but we played pretty good, and we won those 2 games. So now they have payback, and we got to go down there and got to work hard and try to win 2 games.
One of the great things about this league is pretty much everywhere you go, it's great atmosphere, great crowds. How different, if not odd, if not strange, if not difficult, have these last 2 weekends been in Huntsville and at the Mariucci tournament?
Yeah, the last 2 weekends, it's one of those things you got to be self-motivated to play those games, especially last week in Huntsville when they get maybe 200-300 people there in a big arena. And, you know, for sure you got to be self-motivated, but at the same time you got to create your own atmosphere, and you got to be wanting to play, and you want to show a lot of heart out there. And now we're back to WCHA play, and in front of big crowds, we shouldn't have a problem with being self-motivated again. So hopefully we can come out again this weekend and use the momentum of their noise and their crowd and build off of that for ourselves.
On the road, is that kind of fun? Get 8,000 people mad at you?
Yeah, you know what? It's that's part of hockey. You know, going into another arena and maybe about 20 guys in that arena will like you, and the other 8,000 will hate you. So we got to go in there and be a spoiler, and you know, just play entertaining hockey and try to win some games.
Good luck.
Thank you very much.
For more information about the BSU men's hockey team, log on to BeaverRadioNetwork.com. More of Midday Live is on the way next on Light Rock 92.1 The River.
More of Midday Live is on the way from 92.1 The River.